to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, vamps and Virgos, but no virgins, please, not this show. Birthday girls and badass babes. Professors and porn stars and presidences. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
A, women.
I want to welcome you to Bonoboville. And it's Rhiannon's birthday. And it's Danny's birthday. And it's also Mother Ting's birthday, but she's gone. So, okay. Next birthday. Anyway, we're celebrating all kinds of Virgo birthdays tonight, but before we get down to birthday business, here in my womb room, in the little church of Bonoboville, yes, indeed, we are kind of a congregation here. Come, let us play. At least we're not like the Catholic Church, which would say, come, let us pray. P-R-E-Y. But anyway, we are bonobos. Bonobo sapiens, brothers and sisters. And, you know, we are born and we die. And in between, hopefully we have a lot of sex. Sex is what brings us into the world, and sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. You know?
Amen.
And a women. Thank you very much. And, you know, I mean, procreation is great. But if we put all of our sex into procreation, we're going to kill Mother Earth. And we're kind of doing that right now. So we need to put more sex into recreation. And really, that's what the bonobos do. That's what we do naturally, really. We're kind of forced into this procreative paradigm by the church and various governments and, you know, the mosque and the synagogue and all kinds of
and
religious...
And grandma and grandpa.
And grandma and grandpa, one grandchildren, right, right, right. But, you know, I don't know if they would so much if it wasn't for all these other entities, you know, that pressure us. So pressure, of course, is the enemy of pleasure. And we are all about pleasure here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Peace through pleasure. And speaking of, you know, birth and death, sex and death, and we all go there at some point, I just want to say rest in peace, Robin Leach. I don't know if any of you are old enough to have watched Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Woohoo! But it's a certain kind of pleasure, you know, for the 0.001%, I guess. But Robin Leach was really a nice guy, actually. I don't know if I can say he was a friend, but he was an acquaintance and very, very supportive of Bonoboville. I may not have liked his 0.001% kind of politics, but I liked him. And he liked Bonoboville. At least he said he did. And he put it in writing. And he actually endorsed this book, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure.
Woo!
He did. And and he always said he was going to come join us in Bonoboville. But he never did. And maybe he was scared, you know. I think John Clark introduced me to him, Lynn Redgrave's ex. And hi, John. Whoever introduced me to him, I've known him for years and corresponded with him. Great guy. Interestingly, he did that interview with Trumpenstein. I don't know if you know about it, but it's the one where he and the Trumpists and Marla Maples are talking about their infant daughter, Tiffany. And he goes, well, she's got Marla's legs. Now, I don't know about up here. Okay. Maybe later she will. And he puts his hands on his, you know, I mean, I'm all for talking about sex any which way. But I don't know. Talking about your baby infant daughter and how big her tits are going to be, like you're going to date her one day, which I don't know. But this is one reason that I get kind of post-Trump sex disorder is, you know, you've got the Me Too movement on the one side that's being very politically correct, and I support it, you know, like 90%. But then there's that 10% where it just makes you scared of everything. And then on the other side, there's Trump, the ultimate predator. He preys on all of us, really, but also on individual women and, of course, kind of preying on his own daughter's psyche by doing an interview like that that I'm sure she can't live down. In any case, post-Trump sex disorder, PTSD. It's a form of PTSD, actually. And we treat it at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, and we also do therapy for it right here, and we're going to be doing that very shortly. In the midst of all the birthdays, there's a lot of spankings, and some of them are going to go on Trump. That is the antidote. Beating Trump. And a little double entendre, right? Okay, so actually, you know, it might be happening for real. This week has been a total meltdown for the Trump crime family. I tell you. We have a great painting that I just want to show by one of the artists that exhibits at the Speakeasy Gallery of Erotic Art that's right around the corner right here in Bonoboville. We have Scott Seidman has done America's Got Witch Hunts. Where did it go? It was just there. Okay, so, yep, here we have the Tin Man as Michael Cohen and the Lion as Paul Manafort. And Dorothy as Omarosa. I love that. She looks good as Omarosa. And, of course, there's Trump melting down. Oh, my God. You know, I am not all for this anti-Russia thing. Honestly, I actually think it's a good idea to make peace with Russia if it's real, which of course it isn't. But I just would go for anything that takes the Trump crime family down, right? I especially would go and do go for, can we give a hand, three cheers and a bonobo beer to Stormy Daniels, yeah. Right?
Woo!
Okay, because without Stormy, I mean, she is a great American patriot, a hero, a porn star, porn director, and yes, she gave Trump a spanking with Forbes. And there's no doubt we can believe her thanks to her coming forward and basically Michael Cohen corroborating it. So, you know, she's got some guts. Porn stars do have guts. I've always said it. It's one reason I have always been a fan of porn stars. Now, when I say guts, I don't mean that because you give a really big blowjob, you throw up all over it. No, I've seen that, actually. There is a thing for that. It's rainbow showers. Not my thing. But there's a thing. But, no, I just mean bravery. You know, we talk about bravery. And I know we are always talking about the bravery of the troops. You know, and I got mixed feelings about that because I'm bonobo. But the bravery of porn stars, they are on the front lines of the war against sexual repression. And I tell you, we thought we had the war kind of won. Well, we don't. We're still fighting it right now. We're still fighting it against the right and somewhat against the left. We need our sexual freedom, brothers and sisters. And we thank our porn stars. And we thank Stormy Daniels for getting out there and for taking the risk and taking a lot of shit. But she threw it right back. And no, I don't mean she's into brown showers. No, no. I'm talking about just how she is on social media, especially Twitter. You should follow her. but Michael Cohen is flipping higher than Olympic gymnast. I love it. He's fingering Trump. You know, I know Trump liked it when Stormy spanked him. I don't know how he feels about, you know, Michael fingering him, but maybe, I don't know. We'll find out more.
Michael.
And speaking of that, Cohen. That Michael. Consigliere.
Oh, Cohen.
And lest we forget another little pun here that I must say. He also getting immunity for testifying against the Trumpists will be National Enquirer CEO David Pecker. Now, when you can't even trust your pecker, who can you trust? Well, Trump doesn't have a very big pecker, so maybe that's why he doesn't care. Okay, so, you know, we could be celebrating, but let me just say, brothers and sisters, if we do impeach Trump, we still have a lot of work to do. We got Pence. Trump might be a fascist, but Pence is a Christian fascist. So we got to keep it up, and we got to give it up for the porn stars, for the doms, and for the academics who bring sex into academia without getting busted for sexual harassment, because that's, of course, a very, you know, easy thing to do in academia. And my first birthday girl that I'm going to introduce, by the way, this little fascist design here is by Jeffrey Valance. It is a Trump puppy pee pad. Right, and we put an impeach Trump button by Clemmy Cockatoo on his mouth
and you have
to
three-dimensional art.
And we will put it aside for a moment and introduce our guests. So first, we will have, why don't you come sit up here and let's move this thing a little bit. And let's move some other people. Come here, Mother Tink and Wicked. And this is Birthday girl number one, Rhiannon Ahrens.
Hello. Yay. Good to see everyone tonight. Yeah, yeah. Thank you all for coming out.
Yes. Rhiannon, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here tonight.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. So do you.
You look like a beautiful birthday girl. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic.
All right. And I understand you are going to give some birthday spankings.
I am.
And that somebody is allowed to give you a birthday spanking.
Somebody, yes.
Right.
Somebody very specific.
I'm very excited. Because you know what? The next issue of Speakeasy Journal, designed by Clemmy Cockatoo, who is also our bartender, is
Genius.
Going to be... spanking!
Yes.
For adults only. The current issue is Splosh and Art, featuring our friends Chef Be Live and Danielle Watts and Gypsy Bonobo, all kinds of people. But next we're going to do spanking, so you might make it in there.
Excellent.
Wow. So do you have any special birthday fantasies?
Not anything in particular other than, you know, a giant impeachment is kind of a birthday fantasy of mine at this point.
Right,
you know, I've
right.
been very fortunate that I've been able to act on most of my other fantasies in life.
Well, short of that, you know, we're going to be at least beating Trump tonight.
We will be beating Trump tonight.
We will be beating Trump, and we're excited about that. But before we get into that, we're going to introduce some people. So, let's see. Over to my right is birthday girl, I don't want to say number two, but another birthday girl, Dani Dawson.
Yay!
Woo!
Thanks for having me as
always.
All
decked out. And,
woo,
I don't
it
know,
looks like it was ready for some
chains,
birthday dick.
Pasties, birthday dick. Is that your birthday fantasy?
Birthday dick is always my fantasy every day.
Every day. But do you have a special birthday dick? I don't know.
Of course.
Is it out there?
He's not here.
Aww.
Yes, yes. But, you know, every horny girl has a really nice guy who stays home and lets her be her.
I have a really nice guy who goes everywhere with me. He's back there. Hi, Max.
I'm right here.
Hey.
How you doing, hon?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have a big Trump beating tonight.
I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And
well,
I just want to remind people where they can see the show. They can see the show for free now.
Yes,
Susan.
I said that before, but you can say it again.
You can do it for free.
Right.
We took down our paywall.
That's right. Trump is trying to put up a wall, and we took down our paywall. So all your friends can watch us for free right now.
We're Berlin.
Yeah. And, of course, we ask for donations, and we kind of sometimes get them. So, you know, you can donate.
Asking.
Right, right. That's sort of the way of now is kind of a sliding scale of stuff, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So, of course, we don't do that with some things.
True.
Like therapy, okay? If you need private therapy, you got to pay. But if you want, like, public therapy, you can call us right now. 310-568-0066. Maybe we'll help you if you're not, you know, too much of a turnoff for the birthday. Okay, so 310-568-0066. So over here to my left is the beautiful Wicked.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
And hey. Last time I saw Wicked, she played a wicked violin. Yeah.
That was easily over 3 years ago.
It was.
The last time
okay.
I was here.
Well, it feels like yesterday.
Thank
yeah.
You. Thank you.
But you were great. And, you know, we've got it up on YouTube right now. The
I'm sure that I saw it. I'm going to have to go and re-see it because I know it's been so long that I don't even remember what it looked like
well,
or
you know
what it sounded like.
You don't really have to see it because you're in it. But everyone else should go see it. It's on our YouTube Dr. Susan Block, and just look up Wicked Violin. All right, well, welcome back. And here is Mother Tink. Hello, Mother Tink. Hello. She's in turquoise. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah, I figured I'd
turquoise.
Go bright blue tonight.
Yeah,
Somebody recently said that they really liked the way I looked in blue, so
yeah,
figured I'd do it again.
Go crazy with it. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Blue lips.
Mm. Well, they said that one time they wore blue and that they got teased and told that they looked like Mimi from Drew Carey. but they could never do it again. But that I didn't look that way at all.
Okay.
I looked great. So I
you
was
do.
Like,
you look great. And happy birthday to you. Do you have any birthday fantasies?
You know, it's not a birthday fantasy, but just like Rhiannon said, I guess in our line of work or life or whatever, we get to live out many of the fantasies that we have. So I guess we tend to start making up fantasies. So one time somebody asked me, you know, what's your fantasy? So I started thinking about it, and I kind of made one up. So I want to have sex with a spy dressed as Spy versus Spy while listening to the theme of Inspector Gadget, like, you know, the techno version of
gotcha.
Inspector Gadget. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if we can arrange that tonight, but, you know, we could...
But yeah, that's my fantasy.
Think about it for a minute. Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. All right. So right behind you is my lovely new assistant, Miss Blossom Green.
Hello, hello.
Dressed as a pussy.
Happy birthday, ladies. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I think that got drowned out. I have to say it again. She is dressed as a pussy tonight. So, you know. Make of that what you will.
Birthday pussy.
And last but not least on my stage is a Miss Jackie Blue. There she is.
Hi. Good to be back.
You all know Jackie Blue in blue tonight. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hi.
All right. Well. I understand that even if you don't have a particular birthday fantasy tonight, you have a friend who is here with a fantasy.
I do.
Yeah. Do you want to bring her up now? Is she ready?
She's going to come up later.
Okay.
She's going to come later.
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 Okay. So
after break.
Can I watch?
At the break.
After we do the break in the middle. After,
after the break.
Yes.
Oh, nobody told me that. I had a plan. Okay. So I guess you're just going to have to get your spanking because you didn't tell me that.
No, I did. I thought I did, but I apparently
it's your birthday
didn't.
Anyway, so, you know, you should get a spanking, right? Birthday spanking? Did you ever get a birthday spanking?
Spanking.
It's been a while. It's been about 5 years since I've had one.
Now, I know you're mostly a dom.
I am.
You know, mostly. She is mostly a dom.
But I'm also bonobo.
She's a member of... Dominatrixes against Donald Trump. And
yeah.
She and we love Dominatrixes against Donald Trump. And by the way, if you haven't checked it out, check out Vice. That's right. We are Vice. Dominatrixes against Donald Trump, a Russian hooker pee party all over Trump. And the Vice people were here and it was fun.
It was very festive.
Yeah, except he said I peed through my tights, which I did not do. I just want to just establish I was wearing these things, and I took off my panties. I did not pee through my tights, Zach. Thank you. Okay.
It's always something.
So, I think you should get a spanking. What do you think?
I think I might need one. I'm really excited about the spanking.
Right? Right?
Really,
you got a spanking last time.
I'm getting heated by this spanking debacle over here.
Now,
I want to see it.
We should say that Blossom got a spanking last time. It wasn't her birthday. It was just her first day, so she got a spanking.
Hopefully I'll get one later.
Hopefully.
I've had many spankings on this show.
Well, you will get one. By the time I'm finished with Rhiannon, she's going to want to give a lot of spanking.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Leave me in a generous mood, Susan.
Yes, so we should, I think, after... Okay, one shot. And now we should remove the music stand. Who wants to do that? You'll do that? Oh, well, that would be sexy. Yeah. Meow. Look at you. Yes.
He's gonna.
All right. So let's see. You know, I noticed I was on your Facebook profile quite a bit this week since it's your birthday.
Oh.
And I couldn't help but notice you complaining about how your boobs were so big that you couldn't find a bra to fit them. And I felt so sorry for you. Let me just say, I my heart went out to you. And I'm tempted. Well, we've got Facebook camera. Who's in charge of Facebook camera? They should turn it around. Okay. Because, like, we'll bring it back. But right now, we're turning it around. Because we're going to show what Rhiannon has such a problem
hello,
with.
Hello. Oh, thank you.
Are we safe? Are we Zuckerberg free?
Yes, we're Zuckerberg free now. Okay.
All right.
I will hold these. And
this is really hard to find.
Let's have some applause, please.
Let them free! This is serious engineering, and really, I think I need someone to just stand behind me and hold them up and follow me around. I think that's
right.
The amount of support
and that
I
can't
need.
Be Mark Zuckerberg because he's
Can
not
I
even allowed to
just
see
for
them.
The show?
Free the nipple!
Oh. She's just going to hold them around. Now, look at that. The two birthday girls
showing
helping each other out.
She's like showing her support.
Showing
that is some
her
Virgo
support.
Love right there.
That is some Virgo love. That's right. Virgo love. There's except, your bra right there.
Except flying is really complicated if this is your bra situation. It's like a multiple seat issue. Which I don't really know if I'm saving any money by not paying for the really inflated oversized bra at this point. extra baggage?
Yeah. Right.
How do I check this?
Right? We're two for one. It's we come together. It's
well, they're worth it. They're definitely worth it.
Every woman's worth it.
And I'm so glad that you're not wearing one of those minimizing bras.
Those hurt. It's like a corset from here
those
to
are terrible.
Here. But why? You know, we sell every other woman on the planet a padded bra until they hit a C cup, and then after that, it's a minimizing bra. And why is this? Why
this
do
is
we need
because
to make women feel so self-conscious about yeah, whatever it
yeah,
is they have?
Whatever. Women are always made to feel that we've got to like work on something, we've got to change something, we've got to adjust something, and more often than not, we don't.
Everything is just too much. Too big, too small, too fancy, too plain, too something. Everything
that's
is too something.
Capitalism.
Too fat, too skinny.
Woman style.
Too tall, too short.
That's capitalism for the woman. Yeah. Right. Yep. I mean, the men are getting sold some products as well.
Oh,
for
like
the,
dude
the
wipes?
Bathroom. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, nothing compared to us. Come on. We got the false eyelashes and the bras and the garter belts. Anyway. Lovely. Okay. Thank you very much for holding the bra. I mean, for being a bra, Danny. And
thanks,
yeah.
Thanks, bra.
So now,
you can pick me up at your local Macy's anytime.
Let's see.
What does the fitting room look like in this situation?
If you have Amex Black, it can look really great for you.
You're
I
right,
think
doctor. Yes.
That you know, because you're a little girl. And it's your birthday. You should get over mommy's knee.
Spanking, spanking.
I'm role playing, okay? And I'm not role playing Azia Argento, okay?
What about after the
nobody
show?
Nobody laughed at that. Okay.
No. It was dark. It was dark, Susan.
It's dark. It's too dark. I know. We'll talk about it later. Okay, so down, over. Wait. Okay, there we go. Ooh.
Oh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Now I don't know, we might be able to show this part on Facebook because her boobs are covered by her elbows.
That's true.
And now we have panties on actually. We didn't say how old you are. I don't know if that matters. But this is what is called warming up.
very important part of the spanking process.
Yes, warming up this lovely tush. You know, there's a reason that Rhiannon is the winner of the Susie Award for most well-rounded kinkster.
That was a visual and physical pun. I'm very impressed. Yeah. Dr. Susie's very impressive.
So are
and
you.
Kind of wet.
Everyone is impressive.
Rhiannon is very impressive. And where is my mink glove over there? There it is. Okay. See, I have this mink glove that I didn't buy. I would never buy an animal thing like this. But somebody gave it to me, so what can I do but use it?
Oh!
That sounded so hot. Did it hurt too much?
No.
Okay.
It's the fur.
I'm doing a hand spanking, so you know this hurts me as much as it hurts you.
I love it.
The spanking is so, so erotic, you know? The adult spanking. Don't spank your children. It makes them stupid. It does.
It's true.
It lowers their IQ.
It's true.
But once you're over 21, I figure, you know, your IQ's set. Or even 18, you know?
Depends how naughty you are.
It depends how naughty you are, right. Right. So don't spank your children. Spank your friends. If they want to be spanked, you have to kind of ask nowadays, right? You can't
spanking.
Just turn them over your knee and spank them. You know, you got to kind of go, would you like to be spanked? I did ask Rhiannon earlier.
Erotic dialogue is important.
Yes, yes. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with establishing consent. That's one thing I like about Me Too, is it's kind of forcing us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Consent?
Yes.
Warm up?
Uh-huh.
And checking in.
Checking in. How you doing? I think that's checking in.
Yes. Yes is how I'm doing.
Can I pull your hair? Look at this beautiful hair. I mean, we're not counting. I think there just is a redness factor, right?
Getting nice and red.
It's getting nice and red.
And
you, maybe we should just spell out Rhiannon. Aris, okay.
Oh, that'll be easy.
R-H-I-A-N-N-O-N space. A.
Key sticking?
Yeah. R-O-N-S. Yay! Rhiannon Aarons, happy birthday! Woohoo! That was exciting. Now Facebook camera can't watch anymore. Okay. How are you feeling?
Exhilarated.
I'm checking in.
Please check in.
Yeah, you look hot.
Check.
Right.
Check.
So, let's see now.
Subspacey now.
You want to get shot?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Shoot water guns, not real guns, right? You want some? Here we go. Okay.
This also saves on air conditioning
overhead.
Absolutely. It's environmentally friendly.
No. This side doesn't want any. This side is just slutty. Yeah. You want some. Okay, slutty.
Mine's turning into steam.
It's so nice. All right. So I guess you're next, Danny. You're going to get a spanking.
Yeah, boy.
I've been a very bad girl.
You have been a bad girl. I'm wondering, should you get over my knee? Can you do that?
Or else I could just prop up and everybody could spank me. I'm that
you
bad.
You could just get
everybody's
over.
Like, yes!
Actually, you could get over Jackie's chair. Jackie, can you give up your chair? Let's put it
in
the middle.
And then that
here.
Way I can get all the spankings I actually deserve.
You do deserve a lot. I can tell.
With you.
You can tell, right?
Move the chair into the middle. Can someone move the chair sort of towards the middle?
I think the last time I was spanked, I was actually on your show.
That's right.
So that's the last time.
Oh, I didn't know that was the last time you were spanked.
Why?
Wow. You should get, then she needs more. Okay, now what about these shorts here? Do we take these down? Okay, here we go. Shorts down. So, boy, are you ready?
There's a lot of ass to spank there.
I've got to get my spanking arm here. No punching, right? Although, you know, you'd be surprised. Punching actually feels good in the ass, right?
Really?
Punching is kind of good. In fact, it's I don't know how old you are either, but I'm going to play butt bongo.
And
let's see. I have
you
to take off my...
ass, right?
Do you want to try a punch in the ass?
Right.
Sure,
really,
ahead.
It's not
I
so bad.
I have plenty of padding.
How's that?
Woo. It's like a better massage.
Yeah.
I think
not
they
so
should take place in my next porno.
Ass punching. All right.
Ass punching big girl style.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hog the birthday spanks. Would you like to give her a spanking? Yeah, you seem like you would. Here's Wicked. Ready?
Yes, my ass is plenty
to administer a spanking.
Woo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's got the sound down there.
That's right.
I realize I'm also a professional.
Well, you know,
I'm a professional
spanker.
Professional sister is
I kind of realized, but I also, you know you as a violinist. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
You're a spanking violinist for my next party. That'd be awesome.
I don't know what I was doing the last time I was here, but I am also a professional switch.
Okay.
With a lean in the dom side.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Who's
I think
next?
I'm a professional daddy's girl. That's why I just like to be spanked.
Here comes Mother Tink. I think you've spanked Danny before, no?
I'm just a brat
that
wants to be spanked.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You were on the same show.
Woo!
Go, girl. Spank it. Whack, 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 whack.
Spanking sexuality into the world.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Look at that.
Okay, Jackie Blue.
I've only seen Jackie receive.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jackie's just eager to love me. She's
Jackie
to
seems
love
like
me
she needs one.
Time.
I'm going to spank her while she spanks.
There should be a triple spanking going on right now. A spanking train.
Jackie is like my online crush.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Yeah, girl.
Jackie, would you mind if I went on the other side and you got two spankings at once?
Oh, yes, please. Shit. Come
over
and spank me. Line it the fuck up, you guys.
Yeah. This is major birthday spanking right here. This is double spanking. We have Jackie Blue on one cheek. And Blossom Green on the other cheek.
How did I get so fucking
her
lucky this
ass
year?
Is going to go from red to blue and green soon. Okay, here we go. And it's your birthday. Hey, let's have the Kingster. Play the
double
Kingster.
Dipping. Ooh, yes.
Woo! Yeah! You can hire my ass for your next party.
They call me freaky and they say I'm dirty. Cause I'm a fantasy's a
thank you.
I like my loving to be topsy turvy. Gotta have that cake. I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace. And not a dog the way your big toe tastes. I wanna wank as you spit in my face. I gotta have that cake. There is no limit to imagination. I'm into every type of stimulation. Getting kinky is an excitation.
Woo!
I gotta have that cake.
And down.
Let's
hear it for Danny Dawson and her spanking.
Woohoo! You guys are awesome.
Woo!
I most definitely think I'm plenty warm enough now.
Wow, you're warm enough. Maybe you need a little water.
Hold off now.
Precious water.
That was hot.
That was hot. Are you hot? Oh, sorry. I got it. that's what
it is. It's okay. I'll let you come in my eyes. Okay. Only for Dr. Susie.
You moved. No. Sorry. Okay. Even the doctor misses sometimes. So, moving objects. All right. So, we've had some spankings, but you know what? We haven't beat Trump yet.
We haven't beat Trump.
We need to beat Trump.
Beat Trump.
He needs to be beaten and beaten hard. Do you know where he is?
I see him out there.
Can I pee on him?
Well,
the night's young.
The night is young. Yeah, we gotta have a tarp out for that. You see him circulating.
See,
is he ready?
He's grabbing
spanking.
Someone's pussy. Don't let him do that. He's grabbing someone's pussy over there.
Oh, no. He's not allowed to grab a pussy.
No. All right.
Where are you? I can't. You have to speak on the microphone or I can't hear you.
Sit down.
Oh,
good boy,
my
sit
collar.
Down.
Thanks.
Sit down.
Okay.
Can't have him running loose.
No. No.
We don't know what he's going to do. Steal more children from their parents who are fleeing from really bad political situations.
I'm just saying he's tweeting. He's already tweeting. He's been on stage for 4 seconds and he's already tweeting.
Are we going to let him get away with that?
That's what he's here for, is to not get away with anything. So let's get this started.
Okay. Well, I took away his toy. Now he's helpless. Now all he's got is his tiny little hands. That's the beginning.
He doesn't know what to do with himself now.
All right. And
No pussy Uh-oh. Grabbing.
No pussy grabbing. What should we gag him with?
We Does have that Trump have? Toilet paper left?
Oh, yeah. We
I got
do.
An idea.
Here. Yes. We've got some Trump toilet paper right here. Donated by Jux Lee.
Thank you, Jax.
For the cause.
I just did a fuck Trump picture with the Trump toilet paper.
Okay.
And hashtag fuck Trump.
There we go. Don't bite my finger. Naughty. All right.
Any opportunity.
I think he should have a little Trump toilet paper
don't
hanging
play with that.
Around like this. Here we go. All right. So the thing is, he needs his beating.
He does need his beating.
Now,
so
you have played Stormy Daniels in the past as a, you know, role play thing.
I have.
And that was fun. But now you're Rhiannon.
I am.
And, you know, you have your own reasons to beat Trump.
Like this reason right here.
And he signed Sesta Fosta into existence.
No good.
We should spank him for that. And here is the Forbes that Stormy probably used to spank him. It's from the year that she spanked him. He's on the cover with his daughter.
Who he would like to date.
Yeah, right. Well, both of his daughters.
I think
daughters,
he'd like to do more than that.
Yeah, but especially this one. Yeah, so would you like to spank him with this?
I would love to spank him with that.
All right, I'll hold the tie. Okay. So
turn around. Turn around, little Trumpy.
Okay.
All right, so he's going to need to take some birthday spankings for me.
Yes. And how old are you? We never got that.
107.
Oh, 107. I like his underwear.
Look at the mantis. Mantis.
Mantis. Get him.
Oh no.
For the
we
children.
Have to start over. We lost count.
What were you? Yeah,
for the women.
We don't even know what we were at.
For the hypocrisy. For the shithole mouth he has.
For the treason.
For the ecocide.
Exactly.
The trees and the treason.
And all the fires he's doing nothing about, and all the pollution, and backing out of the Paris Accords. Mm. All right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta represent.
Yeah. All right, here she goes. Wicked. Okay, we need a microphone here.
One for each of the hashtags I currently use on the pictures that I take.
Okay. Don't you touch that pussy.
Trump. Hashtag fuck Trump. Hashtag not my president. Hashtag not our president. Hashtag not a president. Hashtag power outrage. Hashtag treason. And my newest hashtag, annul the presidency.
All right.
Woo!
Whoa, annul. Annulment. Right. That's what we need.
I don't want him impeached.
No,
I don't want him impeached. I want the presidency annulled.
Annulled.
I really think
it never happened. This was a nightmare, and we're gonna wake up one day. All right.
Wait. Let's not stop.
Who's next? Here.
Airing of grievances, Mother Tink.
Airing of grievances. Yeah, this is sort of like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a nightmare. I'm still sleeping, right?
What do you especially want to beat him for?
Oh, I my list is so long. I don't even know where to begin on that one.
Okay, then you have to spank a lot.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just hold the mic for me then.
I find that sometimes when I'm uncertain, if I just spank him, the reasons start coming.
Yeah.
It's kind of an if you build it, they will come philosophy.
That's for giving away our country to the 0.001%.
For using foreign policy to manipulate the stock market.
And his friends and his family.
I like how he's shaking.
Yeah.
Because he's afraid. He's very afraid.
And he should be. He's getting beaten right now.
Very nice.
All right. Is that enough? Would anyone else like to beat him?
Jackie.
Jackie, I think, wants him to go
Jackie
down
wants
on her.
To.
Well, the way you are presenting.
It's a hard limit. No.
All right, I'm going to hold your head.
This is for sucking Putin's dick.
Yeah.
There we go. This is for sucking all the dictators' dicks. Kim Jong Un.
Whoa!
I think you should spank him just for having a small dick to start with. I mean, fuck that shit, right? Yeah, his hair is
that
bad.
That might
tan.
Be the source of the problem. Mm. All right. Birthday girl?
I'll give him some more. I mean,
give him one for being the most superlative person anyone has
important.
Ever met in
just
life.
Just for being a fucking big baby.
You
narcissist,
are a big fucking baby.
Egomaniac, selfish.
And look at these fucking
everything is
you
about
have on.
You.
Look at that.
Fascist.
Look at crazy mantis going on.
Encouraging Nazism in the United States. Encouraging the KKK.
And that's all because you have a super small fucking dick. It is. That's what it is. We know. It is such
a
problem.
There's
you're
a lot of guys with small dicks out there that aren't
country.
That bad.
I just asked if I thought it was orange and looked exactly like him, and now that
it is such a problem. We said
woman.
Lying about everything, right?
It hurts.
That
all right,
him.
I think everybody's given him a spanking at this point. Well, except me. I'm going to give... Here, you want to hold the tie?
Yes.
I'm going to spank him with my book and make him bonobo.
Yes.
That's right. Spank the bonobo way into your naughty ass. Be more bonobo and less Trumpanzee.
No one likes a Trumpanzee.
Right. I don't want to call him an orangutan because that's an insult to orangutans. Right.
Oh, but they do match.
Blame him.
And his tag is out.
She fixes it.
That's why she's Mother Tink. Yeah.
Mother Tink that takes the tag out of your mantis.
Does anyone else in the audience want to get their frustrations? This is Trumpocalypse therapy, one of the forms. We have many forms of Trumpocalypse therapy. Sometimes it's just getting away from the fake news and the real news. And sometimes it's whacking Trump. Okay.
Whack a Trump.
Whack a Trump.
Whack a Trump.
You want to give him a whack?
Yeah, I'll give him a whack.
Give him a whack. All right. Here she comes.
Can I do it with?
Yes. My adorable new assistant.
I have an inflatable sledgehammer. Next time we have a Trump party, I'm totally going to bring it.
Yeah. Okay.
Need the mic. Spanking bonobo way into society.
Yeah.
Fuck Trump.
Do it. All right.
Whoa.
I'm tempted not to let him pull his pants up when he leaves.
No.
Yeah. He should have to stay like this the whole show.
Yeah. But we can't have him just here because that's.
No, we don't need the extra piece of furniture.
Yeah.
We'll have him put him back in the crate where he belongs.
Well, I mean, we could kind of put him over to the side and have him be furniture. Yeah, we could do that.
He could totally be furniture.
Okay. Well, do you want to manipulate your charge here? Put him over there?
Just sit in the corner.
Okay. That's right.
Test.
Rhiannon is channeling Stormy Daniels. Even without the blonde wig, and taking Trump by the tie. Well, I guess she's taking him out. And there he goes. Get a picture of the exit, please.
Get the hell out of here, Trump.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. There he goes. That is very funny. Yeah, get the exit there. Oh, my goodness, that is red.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, or
his
maybe
ass
so.
Is as red as his panties.
All right, you have
how many
5 minutes?
Five minutes. All righty.
Five hard minutes.
So.
Right.
Should we pop some Bonoboville Communion Champagne?
That sounds fantastic.
All right. Well, I understand there is some somewhere. Where is it?
Good question.
Clemmy.
Clemmy, our magazine designer, as well as our bartendress. But bring the champagne. We're going to pop it over here. Don't pop it over there. Don't pop it.
They need a bottle of champagne.
Don't pop it.
We want to pop it.
It's all about
we
want to
make
shot.
It come.
We're going to pop it there. Don't hurt yourselves.
No.
It's that statistic. I don't know if it's real. I saw it on the internet, so it must be true, that more people are killed by champagne corks than poisonous spiders every year.
What?
Like I said, I read it on the internet. It must be true.
Champagne corks?
They're apparently lethal if you get them right in the forehead.
The
forehead?
That's why you're supposed to point the bottle away when you open it.
Okay.
But the forehead. Like, that's
we should have left Trump here. Okay. I mean, okay.
All right. Go. Good times.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. We're going to have a big popping here.
The danger makes it
this.
More fun.
Let me hold this for you. All right. We are going to pop our corks for the birthday girls.
All right. Now you got me scared that somebody's going to kill me with a champagne bottle.
Right. Stay out of the way. Our camera people are very brave, Stormy Daniels.
Let me bend over when you do that.
Would you like me to pop a cap in your ass?
Yeah.
Bring it on, girl.
You know, that would take some aim, but it would be kind of cool. And it would also take a wide open butthole.
Those things can't be found.
You know, some girls these days are gaping.
All right. Are you ready?
Not even close.
Are we ready for...
I don't know.
Should we shake it up and see
Always.
If we can make it foam?
Now I smell like a chicken.
You smell like a chicken? Is that what you said, Max? I heard that. I guess I have to eat chicken tonight. All right, here we go. Are we ready to pop?
We're ready.
All right. Pop it, girls.
Happy birthday!
Woo! Happy birthday! Whoa, yeah! Rhiannon's has ejaculated. Yeah, baby.
At least it wasn't prematurely.
I love it. No. Oh, yeah. Wow. Let me get my shit away. Everybody. Oh, my goodness. We are getting wet with bubbly.
We are.
All right. Well, I mean, give her a champagne shower, she says. Whoa, I'm getting out of the way. You asked for it.
Your wishes are come out.
Well, come down here and get it.
Mm.
No champagne facial for you?
No.
I mean, nice girl swallow, though.
Suck the head there. I mean, yeah. Or is there any champagne left? Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Lots. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. I didn't realize you could get so much spray.
All right, so we're going to do champagne Bonoboville communion.
Sounds fantastic.
Okay, do you want to commune or do you want to be the altar girl?
I'm already most of the way there right now, so I'll go with altar girl for the sake of ease.
All right. So do you have a communer that you would like to choose to take your communion?
Has Blossom had one yet?
You have Blossom 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Come on.
Come on, Blossom. That's right. Okay, no, first you take a lick of one of those beautiful bosoms. And I have this. I'm there for you, girl. Okay. Take a lick.
It's already champagned.
Right, it's already champagne.
Is that clean?
Neither one of them have the salt yet. That's
okay, this has the salt now. No, you lick first and then you lick the salt. It's a two-lick process.
I just was so interested.
Yeah, and you talked off the mic, so you're going to get spanked. Okay, lick now, spanking later. Yeah! And now turn around. Mm-hmm. And. Okay. Back.
Okay.
Whoops. Where's the... Let me have a little champagne here. Not too much. She still has to assist.
We need her functional.
We do. Maybe not at the end of the show. All right, pussy.
Meow.
Back. Head back. This is what you can tell your parents is your job. And Blossom got waterboarded.
Yay!
All right.
I don't know about the garage, but towels.
Okay. How much time do we have? 1 minute.
1 minute.
We're going to have to do Danny's Bonoboville communion when we get back. So we're also going to have some other things when we get back. We got a lot of things
we
to have.
We have a lot of things.
We have a lot in the second half. So, you know, you're going to want to get all your things that you need, your lube, your dildos, your vibrators, your, you know, glass of wine, maybe a joint if you live in a place where it's legal, and maybe a lover. You know, grab whatever you can, baby, and turn the lights down low to a nice romantic birthday Virgo glow. And don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back with the Woo! Dr. Susan Block Show Virgo birthday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because
They just are. And partly because they're very, very close to us. Almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Here I am, your mistress of the airwaves. The Irreverend Dr. Susan Block in the little church of Bonoboville. And tonight we celebrate birth, a little bit of death, a little bit of the little death, orgasm. We like that kind of little death. Maybe the big one is even more fun. I don't know, but I'm not in any hurry. Meantime, I want to celebrate birth, the birthday of my good friend, Rhiannon Ahrens.
Hi!
And my new friend, I guess. Well, you've been on the show once, Danny.
Yeah.
And here you are, and it's your birthday.
Yay!
Danny Dawson!
Woo! Yay!
And we're also back with a bunch of hotties right now. And
Thank you. Okay,
so I think first thing for Rhiannon Ahrens' birthday, as we...
What's going on?
Celebrate. Hello, Max. Yes.
Max.
Max is playing with the dog. And we
have Betsy.
Another animal in the house as well. But first, I think we're going to have a little music. Yeah, I think we are. And we happen to have the fabulous Wicked Violin, live from the Dr. Susan Block Show in Bonoboville.
Wicked. All right. So I'm going to switch out this chord to this. I'm going to do a little bit of a sound check to make sure that your ears don't get blown out.
Mm-hmm. And here she is. Ready to blow our minds, if not our
blow
ears.
Your mind.
I'm so excited.
Little pre-commedia erotica musica from Wicked Violin. That's beautiful. Live from Bonoboville.
Up the studio.
Everybody throw money.
Yes. Wow, that was amazing. What's the name of that song?
Throw Money Now.
She made that up.
That's my melody. That is my spirit song.
That's just your melody. That's beautiful. Oh, wow.
What is that?
I don't know. Who is that?
What's going on there?
Where's that person? Wow.
I like I did the last time, I just played whatever came out of my fingers.
Improv.
Wow. Well,
that's awesome.
Just magic fingers.
She's got the magic
Definitely
touch.
Magic fingers. Beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
And we'll play at your wedding, I guess, if you can afford it.
I saw her play at a wedding. It was beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just had that feeling of you at a wedding.
I do play weddings.
It felt like a family.
Yeah, it just felt like so romantic.
It was romantic.
I saw Wicked play a wedding outside of the Chinatown Fountain last
yes.
year.
Yes. Yes.
For some mutual friends of ours, and that was pretty amazing.
That
sounds like an amazing
wedding.
She had
two weddings. Did you know she had two weddings?
Yes.
So I played at both the weddings.
She had the kinky wedding and the vanilla wedding.
Ooh. There was the vanilla wedding down in San Diego, and I played. I'm sure you guys all know this song, Canon in D. It's like the song that everyone wants for their wedding. You know the song, right? But it really only
hum a few bars. You know that, right?
But it really
I knew you could do it. I would fuck it up, but I recognized it.
It really you only works when you have like three or four people playing that song because it's around. That's what it is. The song is around, and so having one person play it, it just isn't impressive at all. And so I played it. I had a recording with three of the parts, and I just added my own part into it, and so it was like four of us. It was like four of me playing, and so it was beautiful.
Self-duplication is great. Technology.
Art is a beautiful thing.
Well, don't anybody ever say we don't have culture.
Damn straight.
We got more culture than a yeast infection.
Now we're going for something completely different.
We are going to have
a burlesque experience.
This is a
very personal burlesque birthday. And yes, it features...
He's grabbing the pussy again!
Look
what he's doing!
He's grabbing a rhinoceros's pussy. That's even worse.
Rhino pussy.
Okay, all right. I gotta hit him with something.
Fight him! Fight him up! There you go!
She's taking care of herself. That's it. She knows how to take care of herself. All right.
Kidney punch!
That's what you do.
Grab him by the dick. That's what you do.
Don't sit in the cake, Trump. That's not your job.
Don't fall in the fucking cake.
Okay. Well, she took care of him.
Get out of here,
and
Trump.
Now she's going to take care of something else.
Right. She did that very well.
She did. She's a good. We're going to light it? Don't light it.
Do you want to come up to her? Is there some light it, blow it, sit it? I think you have to light it and blow it out.
We have to light it.
This is a special experience. We're going to have actually two more cakes, so don't anybody freak out.
Don't panic. Okay. There's more cakes.
But
enough cake for everybody.
There is enough cake for everybody. But this is a special cake. That is Rhiannon's special cake that goes back, way back, to when she was in grade school.
It does. It's a very special nostalgic cake. Baked in an Easy Bake oven. The Easy Bake was the best.
When she was a young rhinoceros.
I used to have one of those. It was awesome.
What did you make in your Easy Bake Oven, Jackie?
The rhinoceros.
Cupcakes and cakes and,
You should ask her what she makes in her Easy Bake Oven
candy. I remember making heart light candy.
All right.
It was fun.
So we now have a flaming cake.
Ooh. Let's blow this baby
out. In California, this is a fire hazard.
It is.
So we need to do something about this.
Let me get out the way for the birthday girls.
Now I just have to stagger this. Danny, we will have a cake for you. But I believe that this is the Rhiannon birthday cake that must be blown out by the blower.
Make a very special secret wish before enacting on my blowing of the cake.
Secret.
Well, that doesn't come
just
true if you tell me.
Just put your lips together and blow. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear
Rhiannon.
Happy birthday to you. Woo! Whoa. And the rhinoceros is sitting in the cake. This was a fantasy. Right.
Pardon me, but there's an ass in my cake.
A hot ass.
Wow. Excuse me.
Splosh.
Splosh.
Wow.
Can someone lick that?
I'll lick it.
Yeah.
Rihanna,
can she take a lick for splosh's sake?
I'll take a lick.
Let's move the carpet or move off the carpet. Can you take a step forward, please?
One step forward,
yes.
Miss Rhino.
Very good. I happen to be splosh safety concerned.
There we go.
Right there. No, not
just,
off.
Just
right there.
There.
You're doing fine. She wasn't expecting this. Okay, back up a little so that you're not. Yeah. Whoa, no. She can't see too well. She's a rhinoceros.
I know. Okay. Rhinos have bad sight.
So now you're going to take a lick of the rhino cake. And she takes a lick.
It was a very horny experience.
Yeah.
It was a rainbow rhino experience.
Uh-huh. Can I put a little cake on the horn and suck it?
Yes.
Okay. That's
Are you
what
okay
I
with that,
do.
Rhino? She sucks your horn.
Take just a little bit of this and put it right. Can you bend down, Rhino, a little bit? No, not that way. Well, okay. Towards me. Thank you. Okay. Now. Okay.
That's very, very, very sexuality right there.
Oh, yeah. Sucking a rhinoceros.
Talk about horny.
Which I believe is illegal.
Rhino horn. Very sweet.
PETA, no animals were harmed in the filming of this show.
They're not behind bars.
Yes. I think I missed a
Everyone
spot.
Everyone consents.
Is this, all this is bestiality
this is
now, right?
They let the animal crackers out from behind bars.
It's broken. I didn't do that. Don't think I'm a rhino horn biter.
Sure? Like we said, no animals were harmed.
It's just the cream filling is coming out.
Wow. That got me high.
Ooh. The euphoria of pleasure.
All right, so now we have a big mess
Think
over
Think about
here.
How the cake feels.
I clean that up.
You're going to clean it up. We're going to watch you. Yeah. Okay, so maybe someone could help her. I'm not sure who.
I don't know.
One of my elegant staff. One of my excellent, elegant. Good and wonderful staff. Somebody help me. I got a big mess right here. And we need a towel. We can do that. Yeah, there we go. Oh, look at that. This is Clemmy Cockatoo, graphic designer of the Speakeasy Journal and bartender of the Speakeasy Bar in Bonoboville. And now, the cake cleaner upper after the rhino.
Yeah, Miguel, we got
rhino girl. You're a rhino girl, but I sucked your horn. I mean, you're kind of.
She's transgender.
Sat on the cake.
Transgender.
He sat on it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, but I enjoyed that. I hope you did too. So, yeah. We're getting there. Now, we could use some cleanup here, like of a towel of some sort.
we're working
you
on
need
it.
A towel.
We're working
to,
on
you know, there needs to be like a couple more towels, I guess. Yeah. Here's a towel. So we have a towel. Maybe, okay. So do you want to sit here with us? Or yeah, okay. So we need to sort of clean up this stuff. Actually, let's get
the rear part.
The wire
also needs
off.
To
this way. This is the problem. There's a wire in the cake. Okay. All right. Miguel is here. You know what? This is like a crisis. A small Bonoboville crisis. There's cake everywhere. This is one of the hazards of Splosh. And you know what? In our Splosh magazine, we tell you not to do this. We tell you to cover all the important things, and we didn't do that. So
don't
you
do
should
this at
we
home.
Should read our own magazine, and we should not have left the microphones by the cake. We just kind of thought they were part of the furniture.
Did it have a condom on it? It had a condom on it, so it's okay. No, it did.
Well, I mean, the microphone's not damaged. It's just they're covered with cake. There's a big splosh.
The microphone's splosh.
Okay, and there's much more cake. There really needs to be, like, paper towels full of cake. And, you know, Okay, we don't want to use too much paper because that is bad for Mother Earth. But we should use some paper. To clean this up right here. Okay. This was fun. I hope you had fun.
I had fun.
You had fun. Good. Okay.
You
so,
dropped your frosting.
I have... How about... Well, we're going to bring in other cakes, but I'm afraid to bring in any more cakes now.
I think we might need to hose down a rhinoceros.
We can't have cake.
Okay, Dr. Susie, you have 10 hard minutes.
So let's bring in the other cake for Danny and the other cake for Rhiannon that people can eat.
Where are those?
Okay.
One moment.
Okay, so find those.
We will find those.
And in the meantime, we have Jackie Blue wearing basically nothing.
That's her best outfit.
Yeah, chains, yeah. You're looking good, girl. Okay. So, do you want to have a little... She bad?
We could do a little she bad.
Yeah. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
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 While we clean. And now is the, are you sitting down on that with your cake ass on?
Oops.
I think you're going to need a spanking.
Here. Excuse me. Can you get up a second, Miss Rhinoceros, please? Yes, Miss Rhinoceros. Oh, she sat.
Shit.
Okay, that was what we were trying to avoid. Okay, so we just. Okay. Well, let's try to wipe it off, maybe. I don't know anything about cleaning. I suddenly have a giant mess.
We need club soda. We need lime.
All right. I need to see your boobs. Will you show me your boobs for this? Yeah. All right. Let's see that. Okay, come on. Let's take this off.
That
now.
Makes it almost better.
Okay. Here we go.
Dr. Susie.
Yeah. At least I got to see your boobs. Yeah. Okay.
The two other cakes are in master control in there.
All right.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
Oh, Ikor has them. There they are.
Okay. Ikor has cakes.
All right.
Ikor has come bearing cake. Now, these cakes... We are not allowed to sit in, Rhinoceros.
Yeah, please.
Okay? You can't sit in. In fact, you shouldn't. You should sit on a towel. That's what we have towels for.
Yeah, but that's the problem. We don't have any towels.
We do.
Somehow.
We have a towel.
All
well,
the towels have disappeared.
All right.
From the stock room. Typical, typical problem.
Okay, so now we have some cakes. So let's bring them in. Which one? This is the chocolate one. I think is for Rhiannon, and the vanilla one is for Danny.
Oh.
And let's light them.
Also, excuse me, but
yes.
Miguel is there trying to clean up.
Yes.
The mess. He's right behind there, behind her ass, right there.
Okay. Where? I'm not sure where he is. So I don't know what
her.
You're trying to get me to do.
Nothing.
He's
he wants
right
to clean
there.
The. Okay, I think we
have birthday cake being lit.
Oh, we okay. do, okay.
Yes, and I don't see Miguel. Oh, there he is. Oh, there's Miguel back there. Okay, so we have to move in here. Why are we lighting it over here? Light it over here.
Where?
Light it over here. Let's bring the cake over here.
What's going on with this? Does this work? Not working?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you have to tilt it. Yeah.
Now... Excuse me. Oh, well.
Okay.
I have no cake on me as of yet. All right.
Night is young.
Yes. Oh. Okay. So here, I'll hold the cake. And
what's going on? Oh, we found another towel. We found another towel.
All right. And we have cake. And we have happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rhiannon and Danny and Mother Tink.
Happy birthday to us.
You know, blowing is my specialty.
Put your lips together and blow.
Woo!
All right, now sit in your cake.
Hey, this is like a Tesla.
I used to think I could blow really well, but I guess not.
Oh, I did it from so far. It was
all right.
I like blowing too.
Okay, somebody take this cake.
Oh my God. I'm holding it right now. There's another towel if you'd like.
I totally thought I could blow really well, but I guess
you
not.
Did.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay. You didn't blow yours out. Well, you have to do it all over again.
It's like kindergarten. You ever go to, or high school, and you go to a bad place.
Once is never
enough. It's really so bad, it's great.
Surely not.
I said I wasn't going to do this.
You did? I forgot already.
Now my mom gets her wish because my mom wanted me to have these candles on my cake, and I didn't have any candles on my cake. So now my mom gets her wish. So.
You're going to get spanked because you're talking off microphone.
Great. This is my theater. Okay. It's my beautiful theater.
You got to get spanked. Where's my. Why don't you get on your knees and I'll whip you?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Little whipping.
Can I lift your skirt?
Yeah, he wants a whipping, doesn't
he? Cool, even better.
Gotta talk on the microphone, you know that. You've been on the show before. You know
those are great shoes.
Those are great shoes.
And a great ass.
And a great ass. That's really
well
why
together.
We're doing this.
Where is this?
Except I have no room.
Oh, you cannot see this, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I see some vloggers over there that might have give you a little bit of better results.
Mm. You have what?
Didn't I see some vloggers over there that might give you better results?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that would give me better results, except nothing glows like goddess phoenixes, neon.
She knows me very well.
Whip.
I love neon stuff.
And I get the hang of it. It's just kind of big. It's big. I'm sorry, honey, that my tool is kind of big for your little ass.
It's a good implement for Tink because she glows in the dark.
She does. You want to turn the light out for a sec?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
I'm good.
5 minutes, Dr. Susan.
Yeah. Okay, Igor the Wolf, come on up.
Woo! Woo, Igor!
One bar.
Thank you, love.
One bar and many drinks.
And it's only getting hotter.
Yo, get off the mic. Yo. Anybody in Bonoboville, let me hear y'all say Bonobo.
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 Bonobo. Yeah. Where the bad girls at? Throw the bands up. Look. Yeah, I need somebody dance. Come on, look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times dime piece, added up, silver dollar, make me hop. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I'm roaming, I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way you move that thing. Shake that thing, make it pain. Ooh, the metal wolf shake from my ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it pain. Look how she drop it low. Hit that girl go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl go. Bang. Everybody stop. And look at them pop. Them things bang. Got them ready to spend some dope. Ooh, yeah. We up in Bonobo. They showing me love. Dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance. Clap hands with a man I don't even know. But this night for sure. That deal. They ill. They said to keep those buildings strap on. Hold on real tight. Screw these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me. Let me have it. No static. The baddest one in the club. Right here. Yes, sir. I ain't lying. I'm blind. She got it like that. She bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl. Yeah, where my Airbnb people at? Where y'all at? Where them Airbnb people at? Throw y'all hands up. Yeah, IHOP in the building. IHOP in the building. Don't stop. Cause she got me turned by the way she popping. The way she popping got me hot. So don't stop. Hey, go work that body. Work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing. Make it bang. 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 I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized. By the way, she shake that ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy my own round. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yep, top nine, oh my. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that girl can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing. Like, beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. She bad, look how she make it bang. She bad, look how she drop it low. She bad, yeah, bad girl, yo. She bad, look how she shake that thing. She bad, look how she move that shit. Look how she make it bang. She bad, yeah, that girl, yo. Let me hear everybody say it. Come on, yeah, she bad. Let me hear y'all say it. What?
She bad.
I can't hear y'all. I can't hear y'all.
She bad.
What? What?
She bad.
Oh.
Echo and the Wolf.
She bad.
Live.
She bad.
From Bonoboville,
Doc is
on the Dr. Seuss Block Show.
Woo! Basta.
Featuring
Round Mound.
Mother Tink's ass.
Indeed.
Whoa, I think we're out of time. Breath. And
we're out of everything.
We have birthdays to celebrate.
And we got birthdays to celebrate.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Rhiannon.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Thank you.
And happy birthday, Mother Tink.
Woo!
Yeah.
And happy birthday, guy who's playing Trump.
Yeah.
Yay, happy
we
birthday.
We call him
Tim.
T-M-I. I think that's code.
Too much information.
That's code. Putin code. Anyway.
You the shit, baby.
I didn't talk about Asia tonight. Gotta do that next week.
I'm sorry.
All right.
They're counting.
So,
90 seconds of us.
Meantime, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
Yeah.
Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Hear that buzz? That's the motor bunny.